Free jazz emerged as a dominant style in improvised music in 1965. Before then, trumpeter Don Cherry worked for or recorded with most of the band leaders then revolutionizing jazz, Ornette Coleman, John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, and Albert Eiler. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that when Cherry began making records under his own name, he had a lot of influences to draw on, but the best ideas were his own.
In the mid-1960s, free jazz risked becoming a succession of long, tedious solos that never got anywhere, played over a static, thrashing rhythm, risked becoming what the style's detractors always accuse it of being. In those fiery days, musicians just wanted to get up and blow. 20-minute solos were not uncommon. When that era's quintessential sideman, Don Cherry, began recording for Blue Note in 1965, he'd hit on a way to bring form and variety to free jazz without giving up the intensity continuous music-making builds. His solution was ingeniously simple. Each side of an LP, about 20 minutes long, would consist of a single non-stop performance. But the blowing would be sparked or deflected every few minutes by some new theme or a prearranged interlude. That gave the musicians fresh material to bounce off or to jump-start them when their energy or inspiration ran down. Here's a transitional passage from Cherry's Symphony for Improvisers. In Don Cherry's 60s music, there's an easy flow between written and improvised episodes. The written melodies themselves, sometimes reminiscent of Ornette Coleman's folksy tunes or Albert Eiler's fanfares, readily lend themselves to paraphrase and free variation. Those are some reasons why this music still sounds fresh almost 30 years later. The three albums Don Cherry made for Blue Note have finally been reissued in a 2-CD or 3-LP box from the mail-order label Mosaic of Stamford, Connecticut. Each of these albums, Complete Communion, Symphony for Improvisers, and Where is Brooklyn, feature Gatto Barbieri and or Pharoah Sanders on tenor sax. In truth, neither they nor Cherry are always the most riveting soloists here. The unsung heroes of these sessions are bassist Henry Grimes and drummer Edward Blackwell. They push the music ahead and glue it together. This is from the quartet session Complete Communion. Argentina's Gatto Barbieri is on tenor. Edward Blackwell, who died last October at age 62, was one of the truly great jazz drummers. He combined straight-ahead swing, West African cross rhythms, and the syncopated parade beats of his native New Orleans, sometimes all at once. Some bass players found it hard to fit in with Blackwell because he might play on the beat or ahead of the beat or behind it. Henry Grimes is too sure and resourceful to let that trip him up. Listen to Grimes and Blackwell kick Don Cherry along on Elephantasy. Mosaic reissues are known for their fastidious documentation and often for containing previously unissued material. So their Don Cherry box is a slight letdown. There were no alternate takes to include, and the annotation consists mostly of the liner notes to the original LPs. Even so, it's an important reissue. At a time when self-proclaimed traditionalists dismiss 60s jazz as formless, unswinging, and monotonous, Cherry's Blue Note records suggest some historically-minded people have got their history wrong.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator living in New York.